This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A bit of a thaw.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Looks like Russia and Ukraine could start talking again about natural gas. Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom shut off its supply to the former Soviet republic. They say Ukraine owes money on a $2 billion bill. Bloomberg reports this morning that the Ukrainian president, Viktor Yushchenko, says the two sides are close to an agreement and that a meeting could take place in a couple of days. Manufacturing among countries using the euro currency fell sharply in December. The Purchasing Managers Index, the PMI, registered the lowest number in its 11-year history. Asian economies begin the new year with more signs of deterioration. Today, South Korea says its exports fell 17% compared to last year. And in China, factory production is off the charts bad. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Chinese factory output fell by its sharpest rate ever recorded. That's according to the investment bank CLSA. Consumers around the world are buying less of everything from laptops to sofas to T-shirts. The report's factory job index in China also hit a record low. CLSA economist Eric Fishwick says he's never seen this kind of rapid drop-off in his career, and he expects it to get worse.
You should be prepared for a very, very weak first half, because a lot of that export slowdown is only just starting, and the second round effects in terms of labor being shed is only just starting to show up.
The report finds China's manufacturing sector on the verge of recession, something economists would have laughed off just 4 months ago. Beijing has rolled out stimulus after stimulus to try to juice the economy and prop up exporters. Fishwick predicts China will start to recover in the fall, but he thinks much of the rest of Asia will stay in the dumps for the entire year. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
We're starting the new year on a positive note. Some Asian markets still closed for the holiday, but the Hang Seng shot up 4.5%. European shares are up by 1-2%. Markets stateside reopened this morning after the New Year break. They had a pre-2009 bounce, but the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were still down big time, between 30-40% last year. Well, President-elect Barack Obama meets with congressional leaders Monday. They'll be discussing his plans for a stimulus package worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And while there is consensus about the need for jump-starting the economy, some Republican leaders say the price tag could be too high. How many times have you heard this? It's a buyer's market. But it's not just homes for sale. How about companies? Some investors are grabbing up corporate wreckage on the cheap. Does that mean a company resurrection or liquidation? From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
The phenomenon is known as loan-to-own. Investors lend money to a desperate company or buy up its outstanding debt. Then, when the company can't pay its bills or files for bankruptcy, the buyout artists step in to take over. Harlan Platt teaches finance at Northeastern University.
In many of these cases, you can buy up these debt instruments at 5, 6, 7, 10 cents on the dollar. So you are buying into these companies cheaply.
And the potential return for private equity firms is huge. But Platt warns not every buyout will lead to a successful turnaround.
Those that simply are chasing this pack and buying up distressed debt without really fully understanding the operational difficulties of these companies are likely to be losers again.
Who else will be losers in this case is the employees, who will likely see what's left of their company sold off for scrap. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
M- Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com.
Most houses of worship rely on tithing and plate passing for programs, even for survival. But in this economic fallout, some are finding the money coming in a little lacking. That's led to an increase in bankruptcies and foreclosure of some churches. And for those that haven't gotten to that point, finding new ways to get by. Kate Archer-Kent of Red River Radio has more.
Hundreds of people rely on St. John's United Methodist Church for the basics, like food, shelter, and medical care.
Has the meal started yet?
Yes, sir.
That's Reverend Rudy Rasmus. St. John's charity programs cost millions of dollars. Most of that comes from his 9,000 followers. He says a handful of them are rich, like pop star Beyonce Knowles. She gave more than $4 million to build the church's transition apartments for Houston's homeless. But the vast majority of congregants are working class. Rasmus says they give less than $100 a year.
That's a lot of folk scraping by, doing what they can, putting what they can in the collection plate. Churches are feeling the pinch.
California-based Barna Group studies trends among Christian denominations. A new survey finds churches across the country are likely to collect about $4 billion less this holiday season. George Barna.
If I were a leader of a church, I'd be very concerned because the fourth quarter of every year is the time when you tend to try to make up for some of the deficit spending that took place earlier in the year.
But if history is any guide, churches should feel little impact from the recession. Patrick Rooney is with the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University.
This is almost the one subsector that seems to be almost recession-proof. And our research has shown that religious giving is not very much affected by changes in wealth.
That research is little comfort at St. John's United Methodist Church as Houston's economy begins to mirror the rest of the country. Rasmus sees his food lines growing longer.
What we're finding is people are hungrier than ever.
At the same time, St. John's is tightening its belt. Weekly donations dropped into the collection plate are so far holding steady, but Rasmus is expecting a decrease as the recession continues. He's planning to scale back the budget for his charitable programs by at least $300,000. In Houston, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can check us out online. Business news of the day, the numbers, we're podcasting all at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.